If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive Bobapedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy Bobapedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, August the 1st, 2022. These are the dog days of summer now. That's what they say. Although it's raining today.
Mm-hmm.
Is it pouring? I had a few drops earlier, but now they're just gone. So
some people said pouring. Yes. Absolutely. Someone said Pacifica, crazy. It's pouring right now. But I don't know. Nice. I think it's all passing through. It's not going to be like a full day of rain. It's just going to pass through, and then it'll be hot today.
But not too hot. Not like 90s.
Like 80s.
Yeah. But you were saying muggy. Like I didn't. It was like cold and windy here this weekend.
Oh, it was muggy over here.
Oh, really? You felt it
too? You had
too?
Muggy too? Yeah, we had muggy. It was not good.
It was warm. And a little bit misty, and then it kind of dried out. So that's when I took the top off, took my dad's car out.
So Bryn is...
driving around the vet.
Bryn's dad... Bryn's dad is... You got a whole thing going on with your family, but Bryn's dad has a zillion cars. So he just got the
What
Tesla,
does that mean?
Tesla X.
Tesla X, Model X Plaid. Which is the fastest car on Earth.
Right now it is.
Production model. Mm-hmm. And Bryn is...
It'll dust a freaking Lamborghini off the line. It's crazy. Or like the sickest Porsches out there.
Okay, go on.
It's just fast, and he just got a new car. So what I did was I was like, hey, Dad, using that vet? It looks like it's not being used very much. Let me go ahead and start the motor up for you and take it home. Plus, I have a flat on one of my cars, or at least a leak on my Beamer.
Oh, so. And those are a hard tire
it's
to get.
It's annoying. You have to pre-order it because the tire size is unique.
Just tiny, so thin. Baby, yeah. Baby yeah. Tires.
Yeah, they're those run flat tires. Like you can still drive on it.
Yeah,
I have
that's
to
great.
Drive my dad's beater instead.
Yeah. So listen.
Tell us about the vet. Tell us everything. Go.
Oh, yesterday I took off the top. It's a Targa top, so it's like it looks like a convertible kind of.
Yeah.
And I put a little booster seat in the front. It's only a two-seater, so I put the booster seat in and took Cameron around Millbrae everywhere. She had the time of her life. She was like, you know, wind blowing in the air, and she had so much fun. And that was like part of my day yesterday.
But he goes, I asked my dad if I could take the car, and he opens the door to the Corvette, this beautiful Corvette, and there's like fucking cobwebs, and like the thing hasn't been, it's like when you are a car person, like you get a new car and then all the other cars go down a notch, like all the like, does he ever consider selling some of them, or he just gives them to Dong?
It gives them to Dong. Yeah, I guess that kind of works that way too. Yeah, I want him to enjoy life, but you know what, his version of enjoying life is getting another car, not selling the vehicle. I don't really know how it works, but you know what, you do you. I'm like, Dad, take a vacation.
Look,
no, I'd rather buy this car.
Success, having success and being able to get the things you love, to me, is part of like that accomplishment, the joy you have in. And so there's no, him, your dad and I are very different, and we probably have very different levels of success. It sounds like his real estate investments have made him huge, which I am not. But either way, I loved skateboards growing up, and I have about 10 of them here at the house, and I love them. Why do I buy another one? I don't need another one, but that's because I love skateboards, and I have too many surfboards. There's another example of like, do I need another one? Absolutely not. No way. The thing becomes, and I've said this before, your collections end up owning you, not the other way around. And that's one of the things.
Yep.
Pulling a vet of that level and having spider webs in it is an example of a life that's too busy to take care of all this shit.
Yeah. And then you go buy another vehicle.
And then garage space. I mean, San Francisco garage space is not easy to, I mean, he could rent those spaces out and, you know, just sell those cars and rent those spaces.
Look, I've tried to talk to my dad about this, and we have different opinions, and that's fine.
I love it, though. He's telling me this story this morning. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, the guy's got this badass Corvette. Like, Brent is super psyched, but he had to go get the car cleaned. Like, go get all the cobwebs out of it. Poor old thing.
He's happy, and he's collecting the things that he loves. There was a time when he was a young man as a mechanic at a... What'd you say? He was like...
He was a dishwasher first. In
okay, so he worked his way up from all different levels, but I'm sure somewhere in him, he was like, when I make some money, I'm going to get cars, and I'm going to not be ashamed about it, and this is what I'm going to...
How many cars does he have?
I don't know. I can't...
Guess.
I'm not going to sit here... 10.
2, 10? Yeah, did he have a McLaren?
No, he doesn't have a McLaren. I'll do
but he has
favorite.
A Lambo.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take that out because it probably needs it, you know, the cobwebs and...
Yeah, you should just get a new car from him every week.
I don't think so.
I don't... I would... No, he doesn't care as long as you don't take his plaid. That's the one he wants.
Right, I don't know how far this love goes for him, how far back, but I know when I was a little boy, there were times when I had a deal going with an older kid in my neighborhood where I was going to trade some... I had some cash saved, and then this guy was like, and I want your skateboard, and I want, and I want, and I was like, okay, that sounds fair. And then I went home, and I... You know, was like to my dad. My dad's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, I got to get all this stuff because I'm trading it for a surfboard." And he goes, "No, you're not. That's your skateboard. You can't trade that. You ride that every day." And I'm like, "Yeah, but Dad, I need this surfboard because." And he goes, "Let me look at this board." And I go, "Well, it's at the guy's house." And he goes, "Yeah, let's go down to this guy's house and get a look at this." Of course, the guy was getting over on me, and I didn't know. And my dad stuck his big nose in the way and saved my life. But he gets me down there, and the thing's beat to shit. He goes, this surfboard is a piece of junk, and you're going to give him me." And the guy's like, well, you know, and my dad goes, "We're not, this deal's out. My kid's not involved in this. We're leaving." And I was like, oh, he needed that surfboard. So,
did you already have a surfboard?
No, this was going to be the board that was going to get me off into my surfing career.
So then what happened? Did your dad go buy you a new board?
No, I had to wait. And
what does it cost for a board?
The surfboard, I don't know. Well, now surfboards cost $800. But yeah, back then, surfboards were probably $200.
Oh.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas Podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas Podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive Bobapedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy Bobapedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And yet, I didn't have that kind of money. I was going to give this guy like $20, my skateboard, and some other stuff.
That's so funny. You know, when we were in Hawaii, I thought of you. I mean, obviously, I thought about you a lot because I saw waves everywhere. But Bryn and I were sitting at this bar, and across the infinity pool from us was this. I looked at it and thought, that's the perfect solution for someone who has too many surfboards. Because instead of having a fence there, you know, sort of between the parking lot and the pool, they had louvered. The base was right. Beautiful. Yeah. So they set them into it, and each one, and probably they were painted and stuff. I think they had like pretty painted designs on them and stuff.
I feel like that was just for decoration.
Well, of course it was. But I still thought, like, if you had like a little beach pad, you know, and you, instead of putting up a fence, you just put up your privacy louver wall of surfboards. It was so cool. I was like, oh, Vinny should do that at his apartment. That'd be perfect. You know what you should do? Use some of those surfboards. You can't use them all the time.
There, but I do. Anyway, I think that's what your dad is going through. I'm sure for him, he feels like, yeah, I deserve this. I worked hard and I love cars and I'm going to get any car I want.
Yeah, cars.
Well, he's lucky to have a son like you who will come and take his cars that he had to have in that moment.
Oh, God.
Take it for the team. Go do some favors.
On my drive to work, every time I drive in on 17, I drive my car, and my car's fine. I'm not saying I don't like it. It works. It works.
Your Mercedes?
Great. Yeah. Okay. But it is not. It's no sports car by any stretch, and it's hard to turn fast. It just doesn't work. I can't imagine how much fun it would be to be driving a Corvette down 17 every day. It would be so incredible to take those
not
turns
great
at speed.
For a day like today, though.
No.
Like, I noticed because it's so powerful. Yeah, exactly. It spins hella easily. So, woof, like that whip.
Oh.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fishtail. You know what would be really fun on 17? And you'll never do it, but you should get a Tesla. Like those cars, you put them in sports mode and they're
autopilot.
No, not autopilot. Please. The whole point is that he's driving. Like those are fun.
Listen, I don't hate Teslas. I know I joke about them and say nasty things because both of you have them. But I actually like Teslas. And I think that it would be great to have an electric car. My problem is, we haven't gotten steady power. And that's a real issue as we convert over to electric cars. Mm-hmm. Like, are you kidding me? I can't count on my power being on. That's a thing.
The thing about a Tesla, well, actually, I don't think you have a Tesla Powerwall compatible thing, but your Tesla, you take it down to the Whole Foods, charge it up in 20 minutes, bring it back and power your house. It is your generator. Like that, people do that.
Yeah.
Like you could do it. I mean, you get it, you know, I think the extended range ones are like 360 miles, as much as you'd get in a tank of gas. You could do it. You
right now, I'm just going to stick with the car I got.
This no, you have a truck coming, right?
Tesla.
Yeah.
Well, right. My truck got, I got an email that said, your truck will never be here this year.
Oh no.
So I'm going to cancel that order. And we may have a little thing coming up with Toyota. Mm-hmm. So maybe
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
I may go to them and ask them if they want to, you know, make a deal.
Two Toyotas right out front. I love both Toyotas. Of them with 150,000 miles mm-hmm. on them. And they are awesome cars.
Get one with a manual transmission. Oh, that sounds fun.
A new truck. So anyway, yeah. I'll deal with that later. But so, hello, Secret Show.
Hello.
Right?
Hi.
We're on.
Hello.
Here is something from S. This person wrote with her reaction to the 23andMe Secret Show. Don't know if you remember, but my mom was adopted and is reconnecting with her sisters by way of 23andMe, and my husband had a half brother try to connect with him through Facebook. So everyone she knows has like people coming out of the woodwork because they all did 23andMe. They're different for sure, but bringing up similar feelings in that, how do you decide about meeting family you've never known? Is it worth the risk? I'll stop you right there. It can be, but it can also, I'm sure, be an absolute nightmare. So my husband had a bomb dropped on him again last night. His half-sister from his dad messaged him, also through Facebook. It's a big family tree. 2 stepsisters, 4 half-siblings, 2 from his mom, 2 from his dad. The sisters from his mom and stepdad we know and love dearly. The brother and sister from his dad, we don't know them. His dad was around but left before age 10, came back into his life at age 20, and ultimately said, I can't do this, gave him some cash, and left. All my husband wanted was a semblance of a relationship with his dad. He didn't ask him for anything but that. When we met, it seemed like he'd moved past it. He recognizes that his dad's a douchebag. So she meets her husband and he was sort of past it and had been calling his stepdad dad since he was in high school. In regards to this newest sibling, this new half-sister of her husband's that's reaching out, he is still mind blown and doesn't know yet what he wants to do or how to reply. One of my problems is that she's basically a stranger. We know nothing about her, and our highest priority is protecting our children. I'm not saying I'm assuming she's a criminal or on drugs, but this would affect our kids emotionally, and there would be so many questions to answer. My other concern is the tone in which she messaged him. It seems confrontational. Hey, it's your sister. I know it's been a long time, but why are you keeping away? If you're mad at dad, let it be that. I'm still your sister. Meanwhile, he's like, bitch, I didn't even know about you. Mm-hmm. I asked him if he... Oh, no, hold on. He does somehow know her. This isn't a 23andMe thing. It's just another sister. I asked him if he knew her much. He said he only met her one time. It seems to both of us that she's been fed a different story about their dad and the way things happened. That happens. She messaged again saying she doesn't feel right not knowing her brother, but if he didn't want to contact her again, she wouldn't. Maybe she realized her first message was aggressive. Who knows? I want to support my husband, but I definitely have reservations about this. I would say already I do, too. If he does decide to meet her, it essentially opens the door to his dad. I'm fiercely protective of my family, and I don't want any extra drama in our lives. My husband's very sensitive. He's always called me the man in the relationship, and that he's the woman when it comes to feelings. I want to protect him from any hurt, and we have enough to deal with our little family of 5. Do you have any thoughts or ideas or advice on how to be a supportive wife while still protecting your husband and kids? Sorry if this was long. I want your thoughts on the matter.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group Inc.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, We've got coolers in our sofas, light up cup holders, and power articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive Bobapedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy Bobapedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meeting siblings you don't know.
So I got everything I need, and I was going to ask, but then you just said it. So, look, I think meeting people from out of the woodwork is about who you are as a person, not about who they are or who they might be. If you're someone, and she said he's the wife in the relationship, you know, this gender thing can almost be insulting,
right, sure.
So I don't like the way that was worded, but... For him to be someone who has difficulty standing up for himself or is in a situation where he gets, you know, people get over on him or whatever, then yeah, it to protect him, you need to step in and say, nah, you're not, nah, we don't need that in our life.
Or
never mind.
I don't feel that you're equipped. Now get back in the kitchen, take off your shoes and cook me something.
I think that, like, for example, if that popped up in my life, I can handle that crap. I have no problem with that. That's not going to be an issue for me. And I would love to meet someone.
If you had a sister who, you know, that you didn't know about somehow, mm-hmm. right? Just say, and mm-hmm. she contacted you on Facebook and was, it, let's say, nicer than this person. Like, hi, I know you don't know about me, but mm-hmm. I found out that we're related. Then what do you do?
I would be open and I would write back and say, I have no idea that I had a sister or that there was any kind of anything that could possibly have happened. That so this is a total surprise to me. I'm interested in meeting you. I wouldn't write this, but I would in my own mind, you're not meeting my wife or my kids.
Not at okay? first.
I'll come
sure.
meet you and I'm gonna check you right. out before you get any kind of extra info about my family or my, you know, standing
situation, right.
Yeah, my financial standing, my standing within the world in general. I'll keep all that to myself, but the idea that I have blood out there that could end up being a relationship that I'll cherish for my remaining days.
Like a sister, oh my God, right?
It's totally worth it to me to check that out. But again, that's because I know that I have no problem saying, oh, well, hold on. Fuck you. I don't owe you any money. What is this? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's where things start.
You're not likely to have something rolled over you.
Right. Well, in that sense, I mean, yes, I would. I can stand up for myself. If someone's easily taken or might, I don't know, whatever the case may be.
Right. If they might be susceptible to someone's manipulations. Like, already this guy's like, you know, she's sort of aggressive. And mm-hmm. like, what is his reaction going to be? And suddenly, does this wife have this person living in her house because but she doesn't have any place to live but she didn't
right.
and she last week when she didn't know you either, so what was she doing then? Let her do that.
But I'm your sister, I need a place, I need some money. No, that's not happening.
But it does happen to people, you know.
I know, and that's how I would handle that. If I were this lady, I would be like, look, you know, my guy can go speak for himself, and if he's interested, then he should go meet her. The kids, no, you can't meet the kids. And frankly, keep that out of our life and our address and all the other details about us out of the storyline until you sort of feel her out and see mm-hmm. who she is and what she wants.
Yeah, it. I mean, that does seem like a fairly brusque tone to take with your first message on Facebook. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be more, I don't like this chick.
It sounds like the husband,
I don't want her in your life,
some problems kind of facing the music sometimes. Yeah, so maybe yep. she should be a part of that because she can lay the law down if needed.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, maybe he shouldn't go meet her by himself because then he brings her back and is like, well, she's going to live in the garage. She says that she says that'll be okay.
We have a spare room.
Yeah. We got a fridge out there, so we'll just keep some food in it for her. She'll be like our pet.
Yeah, I mean, that can turn really ugly, and I think that's the concern. But on the other, on the flip side, you could be looking into that person's face across the table and seeing yourself and realizing you've had family out there that you've never gotten to enjoy. Right. And it could be really cool. Like, I didn't.
Family's
I had,
amazing.
I had, I have two little brothers. When my mom and dad said they were having a third kid, they were like, we're going to have a daughter. And we were all like, yay, a little girl. And then we got another boy. And that's how that works sometimes. But mm-hmm. I would love to have had a sister.
Right. Be the big you know? Brother. Yeah.
It would have been neat.
And I wonder how that would have changed you or what would be different with you or the same or better or worse. You know, we are shaped by the people that we grow up with. I mean, you were 10-ish when your little brother was born. So he didn't have quite the same influence on you that, say, Keith or Jan, whatever, did because you were really embroiled with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a little girl might have made things really different for you. Who knows? And meeting family, like I think I've told you guys this, that my girlfriend, after her dad died, she went to see if, because she knew she was adopted her whole life, and she went to inquire as to whether or not, and they were there waiting for her. Like, they couldn't contact her and she had to come to the adoption agent, however that all works. Like, her stuff was kept private, but they were like, we are here and we would like to be, if she wants to,
right,
we'd like to meet her. So she met her mom, her dad, her like three brothers and two sisters, and they all, like, one of them ended up moving to town. Like, they're all, it's a, and they all look the same. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's something that could change you for the better.
Yeah.
And is totally worth having a look at, in my opinion.
But that's like, to me, that's like a fairy story. I'm mm-hmm. like, you got to be kidding. And this guy's like, he's amazing. He's written books. He's a professor. Like, he's so, you know, this, you might not get that. I don't want to put that out into the world and be like, surely this sister will be the light of your life and everything you ever wished you had. Because maybe not.
Right. I know. Well, look, that's why you're careful. That's why you're careful. But, you know, just as likely could be this person could have tons of money of their own and be like, right? I'm not here for money, fool.
I just want to know my
family.
Yeah.
I got my own money. In fact, I probably got 10 times the money. You know that? You never know. The response
sure.
could be
right.
completely that, too.
Right. Yeah,
10 times the amount
you.
Of money you got. Hey, can I borrow like $200? I'm kind of like,
yeah,
I
just need some cash. I don't have any cash on me right
this
now.
Just one time,
just
you know.
One time. I'm
I'll
rich,
pay back
bitch.
Tenfold.
Right.
Interest, all
right.
that. I got you.
You guys.
You just never know. It's so dicey. It really
today,
is.
You know?
Oh, my God. All right. Send your emails along to Bryn, BRYN, @radioalice.com. And thank you for listening to The Secret Show today.
The end.